See?
It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. It's a Friday morning. You made it. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
19 degrees right now. It is freezing, however.
Oh, yeah.
Windchill makes it feel like 4. I can't get a gauge on what the hell the weather's doing. Because, like, we had all that crazy weather over the weekend into Monday.
Right.
I did not have time to shovel my driveway. So then it all froze into an ice rink, right, which was bad. And then 2 days ago, it got warm again.
Got all slushy.
Yep, so I got to get out there with the shovel and, like, carve myself a path through the ice. And then everything froze again last night. And now it's balls-ass cold.
And I think we're getting a ton of snow.
Is it tomorrow?
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And then next week is, like, frigid.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
There you go.
My mother-in-law's coming to town this weekend, so that's awesome.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
Hey, always had an extra smiling face in the house.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited for this.
I can hear it.
Yeah, no, that's why, I said it out loud.
I didn't say anything.
Because, nothing is more fun than not being able to leave the house with your mother-in-law in town.
Everybody loves their mother-in-law.
Yeah, who doesn't
know? And they're always portrayed in media as just fabulous gals.
You know what's funny?
What?
You know, we talk every once in a while about how dads have a bad, like, TV commercial reputation.
Yeah, we're dumb.
Yeah. The only people that may have it worse than us are mother-in-laws.
Yeah.
Right? You're right. Like,
always the villain.
Yes, there's never a positive portrayal of mother-in-law. Like,
every sitcom, when the mother-in-law shows up, all hell's breaking loose.
Like, you know, the dad's an idiot, the dad is lazy, but when the mother-in-law shows up, somehow she's still one rung below idiot dad.
And you always get to pass grandpas in all media. Like, grandpas are, like, friendly, just wearing a sweater over in the corner. Not really doing too much anymore.
Which is funny, because that's nothing like any grandpa now.
No, the new grandpas are out of control.
The 2025 grandpas?
Out of control.
Hey, not good. Mm-hmm. Recalls on 2025 grandpas. All right, let's start the show this morning with a crime.
Oh, okay. What happened?
Well, it happened on Parma. According to authorities, two men broke into the Country Max.
Oh.
You're familiar with Country
Max. Oh, my God, man. They're all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know? Local company, too.
I thought that was a national chain.
Samesies.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool concept.
If you've never been to a Country Max, you got to
go. They got everything.
They do have everything.
And if you can't find it, ask that fat kid.
What are you talking about?
The fat kid on TV.
Oh, that kid.
I think he owns the place.
You can buy chickens. You can buy stuff for your garden.
You can buy feed.
Yep.
That's right. Manure.
Well, these two gentlemen broke into the Country Max.
What'd they steal, man?
According to police, they stole $400 worth of dog food.
Dog food?
Dog food.
All right.
And only dog food.
They got, like, some special high-end dog food?
No, I'm sure they do. The Country Max has everything.
Yeah.
By the way, this is not a commercial for Country Max.
I got you.
Okay. You can't really tell what kind of dog food it is. But I want to be clear. This was not a shoplifting situation.
They broke in.
They broke in.
After hours.
To only steal dog food.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you've ever been inside a Country Max before, there are so many more valuable things inside that Country Max they could have gotten away
with. Like all those gardening tools that cost a fortune are just sitting there. I would have grabbed a whole rack of hose.
So did it look
like? I would have.
You'd
need a good hoe if you're working in your yard.
If we're starting here and going up, I'm fine with what just happened there. If you're throwing the best you got now and that's it.
Garden hoe?
I think
garden
we should hose? Just go home.
All right.
Kimmy, you were saying, I'm sorry.
It looked like, I only saw like a brief little clip of the video, but it looked like they were almost like in a back area, like in a loading.
Probably in a warehouse.
Oh, no, I saw, they went out the front.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I must have seen a different angle.
Well, no, I mean, if I'm inside a Country Max, like there's a lot of like.
Tools.
No, there's like, there's more valuable like computer kind of stuff involving like dogs and. Like, you know, there's like the electric fence kind of stuff. There's a lot of valuable things in there that are smaller that if they were looking to make money, they could have grabbed.
Man,
there's like, I mean, bags of dog food are heavy, so it would have taken them a little while, I would think, to load all that
heavy,
stuff up.
But I ain't grabbing dog collars with chips in them either.
Why? If I'm looking to make money, you can flip those easy.
Bro, you can flip any kind of tool. People want tools. What a dunce.
You are so.
What'd you get? Collars.
Yeah.
And a leash.
I would think it'd be easier to flip that, especially online, than it would be like some kind of food item.
Okay. So with that being said, is Tommy still fantasizes about stealing all the garden tools? It's weird that's your fantasy this morning.
Oh, yeah.
What if I had
shovels?
What if I had all the garden tools?
Goddamn shovel runs $1.25.
Everyone look out their window in my neighborhood. Where'd he get all them tools from?
And hoses, too.
Hoses. Oh, you want actual hoses. I thought you were calling back your joke.
No, the hose and the hoses.
Gotcha. What I'm getting at is this.
What's it?
It doesn't seem like they were stealing to make money. Did they steal this food for their own dogs?
That's what I was wondering, too. Like, how easy would it be to flip that much dog food?
I mean, where would you flip it?
You wouldn't.
Where are you selling it?
Yeah, you might have a... Yeah, it's weird, though. Man. You have, like, that many dogs to feed?
Yeah. Unless they... I don't know. You got two guys.
Right. Yeah. 400 pounds of dog food.
So I'm trying to think of, like, how many bags
of $400 of dog food. You are the worst listener.
$400.
$400
of dog food.
All right. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't...
It's not that much dog food, in all honesty.
I guess if it's high-end, like you said, that could be five or six bags of dog food.
That's what I mean. Like, and here's the thing. I know the dog food world is out of control now.
Yeah.
Can we do a quick sidebar on the dog food world? Have you seen, like, these new commercials on TV where it's, like, human-grade food for
like
the dog?
Oh, yeah. Like
it's the farmer's dog.
There's a bunch of them. But, like, the commercials are all the same. They're like, wow, your dog really loves this. And, like, yeah, it's fresh ingredients and human-grade. Dogs eat everything. Like, of course, if it's, like, made for them, the dog's going to love it.
That's better for them, I guess.
Okay.
Well, it's just standard food that you and I can eat.
But that's what makes me laugh. So, like, wow, that dog really likes that food that was prepared for them in a high-quality way. Wow. It's like, there's a dad. Wow, your dad really likes that steak. No, so, like, depending on what kind of dog food it was, because, again, if you've ever been to Country Max, I got everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, this could be, like, 3 months' worth of dog food.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not a lot.
That's what I mean. And they could have gotten more, it looks like, based on what they had in the cart. Were these guys just trying to feed their dogs?
Pretty sad. Like, just get rid of the dogs.
No, it's
because you're going to go to jail to feed your dog.
Yeah, I mean, you got them on video, and it's Parma. I mean, it's not like a big
place. You could just give... If you were that desperate, to your point, you could feed your dog, unless it would kill them, anything in your... pantry they will eat if you put it down.
Yeah, but
You could feed your dog cereal.
Okay.
Right? You could give your dog Cheerios.
Do you hear Pittsford here?
What?
Yes, I understand. That food also costs money.
Yeah. You already have it.
You don't have what? Not if you can't afford it. Not if you don't have it.
So what's your plan then? To keep stealing dog food?
Understood. Look, I understand
steal for a while.
I understand there's a flaw in the plan.
Yeah.
The whole I can't afford dog food thing.
But before I go steal food for my dog, I'm pretty much going to exhaust everything else.
Maybe they did.
Would you see it differently if these guys... Because was it one or two guys?
Two guys.
If these guys stole the dog food and, like, donated it or something, or, like, gave it to people.
It was like a Robin Hood situation?
Yeah.
But you're stealing.
Like a lollipop farm
Or like, anything like that.
But here's the thing. You're stealing from a local mom and pop place.
But I can't wrap my head around needing that.
I can't imagine
food.
That food getting donated.
I can't either, but I'm just saying, like, what if they were trying to do something like that?
252 WCMF 252-926. I love you, Kimmy's Road. It's all for good. It turns out they dropped $1,000 in the parking lot, and Country Max got it, and everybody got happy.
Throwing out a different situation.
We're talking about these two guys out in Parma. They broke into, it was closed, the Country Max, and stole, according to police, $400 worth of dog food. It was not a shoplift. They broke in and stole $400 worth of dog food. And we're trying to figure out, with all the other expensive things you could have grabbed to flip, this seems like a steal-to-use situation, not a steal-to-sell. Matthew writes us on Instagram, probably raised puppies and needed the food. A 50-pound bag of dog food is $30 to $75. It's pretty big.
So like they're in like a puppy mill?
But if you have puppies, you don't feed them adult dog food.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know. Are you sure? Yeah.
Well, you don't know. Maybe they sold puppy food. We don't know what they sold.
Oh, yeah. I guess we don't know what kind of food they sold.
But puppy food is off of mommy.
Yeah.
I mean, don't forget, my dad, we raised puppies in our house in Gates. It was the most disgusting thing ever.
I don't think they can chew the adult dog food.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of dogs do you have? If you have small dogs, maybe this is a year's worth of dog food, so I guess it would make sense. But still, it's $400 split between two guys.
Yeah.
Does dog food go bad? Like, does it take a long time to get
it just goes stale.
Is your dog going to turn it
down?
Well,
no, not so much does it taste good or not, but does it, like, go bad? Like, does it get moldy?
Get the dog sick or something? Yeah, she brings up a good point, the mold part. You want to Google how long before it's dangerous for my dog to eat that dog food?
Because dogs will eat just about anything, man.
So you
can't imagine a dog getting... What a dog would have to eat to get sick on that food, because I've seen dogs eat really disgusting stuff and are just fine.
Right, they for dry food, you got like max 18 months.
Okay. Oh, year and a half. You're good. Yeah. You're golden. Can we talk about the dog, what they will and won't eat?
They'll scarf anything, man. Well, especially as puppies.
Not necessarily. Yeah. Because there's every once in a while, and this happened with our family during the pandemic, where the type of dog food we bought our dog, we just buy that like Purina dry food, right? It wasn't available all the time.
Mm.
So we get him the chicken and rice.
Yeah, yeah.
And all they had was the lamb and rice. And obviously, I got to feed my dogs.
So
we brought the lamb and rice.
Lamb and rice sounds delicious.
Doesn't it? Well, my dogs did not like it.
They don't like Greek food.
They stuck their nose up at it.
Really?
Thank you.
They weren't used to it.
But if you leave it there long enough, they're going to eat it.
So that was the argument I got in with my wife. She was like, well, maybe I'll just like make them like rice and beef. And I'm like, no. They're going to get hungry.
Right, and they'll eat it.
Yes, they're not. They don't want to die. They have the natural instinct to live. Eventually, they will eat the food. Just leave it alone. It's fine.
Yeah.
They're
scavengers.
By the way, I have the same theory with my kids.
They'll eat.
Eventually, their body will tell them, you need to eat to live.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad theory.
Why are you making that face?
I just, like Thomas, put it out, leave it out. They'll eat it. You dress your dog up in costumes, dude.
Ooh, good point.
Yeah, but that's different.
How so?
It was Halloween.
You would not tell your wife, just leave it. She'll eat it eventually.
But like my wife keeps switching the food.
Let's starve her out. She'll eventually eat it.
My wife said to me one day, she goes, Lily's getting bored with her food.
Yeah.
How does she know that? She doesn't know there's any other. She doesn't know other food exists. And I got into this argument with her because she keeps going back and switching her food. And she looks at me and she goes, well, you would get bored if you ate the same thing. Yeah, but I've never eaten a maxi pad off the carpet. That's the difference, man. I've never scarfed up my own poo. Like, there's a big difference here between me and this dog.
No, you make a great point. The dog only knows the world you provide for the dog, right? Like, you're right. You would get bored if you ate the same thing every
day. My dog doesn't know what bored is.
Kimmy, what's the food situation with your dog? Do you have one food you stick with all the time?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't gotten bored of it, so we've just had the same. It's like the Wegmans brand dog food.
That's the way to go because it's cheap.
Well, yeah. But
and if they love it, stick with it.
There are also dog owners that will look you up and down and go, oh my God, you buy the cheapest dog food for your dog? Do you not love your dog? Do you not care about your dog's health?
He seems to enjoy it.
Well, yeah, I also would enjoy eating McDonald's every day, Kimmy. It doesn't mean I should.
You remember that Cocker Spaniel I had?
Yes.
That thing lasted 14 years.
Yeah.
And he was a scavenger. He ate a chocolate cake and he ate a disposable razor. The only thing he didn't eat was the actual razor blade. You remember him, man. He was just like, he was a machine. And he lived 14 years, man.
Okay,
14 years of plastic stuck in his system.
So what? He made it.
No, I'm saying, it's impressive.
Okay, I don't like.
That's a long life for a dog.
No, I understand. It's great. You should be really, just feed your dog cake and razor
blades. No, but I mean, people, to your point, flip out about this stuff. Don't worry.
No, but
we did have a dog growing up eat an entire box of we were doing a kick like the candy bar fundraiser.
Yeah, yeah.
Ate a whole box of Kit Kats. Like,
that should have killed him, right?
Giant-sized Kit Kats.
And it didn't kill him.
We brought him to the vet, and they're like, well, as long as he digests it. And, like, wrappers, too, so.
You know, I'm surprised by you two there, because every time I bring up dog stuff, you guys love to attack me. Because, my take is, don't spend a whole bunch of money on your dog because they're dogs, right?
Yeah.
They're great, but they're not people. You should be spending money on people that need it. And you guys flip out. Kimmy screamed at me the last time we did it. And then Kimmy comes in and says, you know what I do? I just buy the cheapest crap. I take a whole bunch of garbage out of garbage can and I lay it out on the floor.
We know she's chintz.
I just say you do you. Like, if somebody wants to spend on their dog, go for it.
Okay. I don't, personally. I had you,
Sometimes
Kimmy.
I do.
I had you pegged for one of these, like, special order TV.
I would if I could afford it.
Monthly
That's
subscription.
That's expensive. I looked.
Yeah, it's insanely expensive. It's like a car payment.
No, I understand, man.
We could have this dog or an SUV.
I mean, okay. He's going to piss people off.
Right.
Every time I see those commercials, I think, what sucker falls for this?
The delivery.
Yeah, delivery of pet food to your house. I mean, again, the dog doesn't know. The dog doesn't know. Or like the Chewy boxes that they have, right?
Yeah, that's like toys
just,
and everything.
Yeah,
right?
That's just
stuff
delivered.
I understand. But like they have a monthly subscription box, don't they?
Yeah, it comes once a month with new stuff.
Yeah, toys and snacks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, the dog doesn't have a calendar. It doesn't know when the box is supposed to be coming. Like, when it shows up, it's all exciting, but it won't be expecting another box. It's not going to come to you and be like, hey, bitch, where's my box? You know what I mean? It's been 3 weeks, Donna. Yeah. All right, so surprisingly,
what's that?
Country Max, again, being a local company, they got locations all over the greater Rochester area. They get robbed a lot. Not they robbed. They're burgled a lot. Really? I mean, we've seen several stories of people breaking into Country Max and stealing stuff. And I wonder why that is.
Hmm.
Like, of all the places you could go and get, like, first of all, they seem to be a beloved company in this community.
Right.
Right? Like, if you've ever gone into that place, everyone there is so kind and nice. And they
they're country.
Well, but it's not always. There's one in Dallas Street from my house.
No, but they got that. But they're selling that country vibe.
They're hiring people who live near the country. Man.
Yeah, but you gotta sell the business.
What
right?
the hell are you talking?
You gotta act country if you work there.
How do you act country?
You gotta mosey.
You have to ponder. Moses.
You know what I mean?
What does pondering look like?
You look off.
Yeah.
Let me ponder that a minute.
Okay, you don't. If you have to tell me,
I believe that dog will eat anything you put in front of it, ma'am.
You're not a good actor if you have to say, I'm pondering right now while you're pondering. Ponder, 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 ponder. A very happy Valentine's Day to everybody listening.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Pat.
You know there's like 15 guys listening. They're like, oh, no. Oh, no. So here's the thing.
What's that?
There's an expectation, at least you believe, for Valentine's Day from our lady friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you wanted to, I mean, you could go out and spend $1,000 on dinner tonight.
You don't have to do that, but you got to step up.
See, but what is stepping up? Because up. Okay. At its most base level, mm-hmm. Valentine's Day is a night that you want to spend with your loved one.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to drop a whole bunch of money or go to a fancy place to do it, because there is a deal today where you could be eating for two for the price of one.
Wow. Two for one always makes a lady feel special.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock.
I'm so pretty.
96.5 WCMF. You guys ready to save some money on Valentine's
Day? Yeah.
Today, they are offering... Buy one, get one free Whoppers at Burger King.
Oh, my God. Every lady wants to
BOGO
get
Whoppers.
Dressed up and eat a Whopper.
So here's the thing. It is valid for today and today only. It does say you have to be a member of their loyalty program. And
I didn't know they had a loyalty program.
Well, I mean, it's Burger King, Kimmy. They got a loyalty program. And it may only be available on the app, so don't show up at Burger King and demand your buy one, get one free Whopper. But if you feel like jumping through those hoops, you can get yourself a half-price Valentine's Day dinner for you and your lover.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kimmy, let me ask you a question. Because you are not what I would call a high-maintenance woman.
Thank you, I think.
You're welcome. If tonight your husband got off of work, came home with two Whoppers, two fries.
Oh, you better bring home double the order.
Okay. But
we're going buy one, get one, and a buy one, get one.
Okay, so four Whoppers.
One BOGO for you, one four. BOGO for me.
Okay.
Four Whoppers.
Like, I'm not here to shame you for whatever gets you going.
That's a foot of Whoppers.
Can I get one cubic yard of Whopper, please? Would that be romantic enough? An evening alone with your husband watching Netflix slamming
Whoppers?
I would
love like a fast food and Netflix kind of night. That
sounds
awesome.
Every night.
No, it's not. Like, we don't, you know, fast food is something like we only do, like we plan for that.
When's the last time?
Tonight is going to be a, you know, not good for you kind of food night.
I mean, she's not wrong. Yeah. Like, when you're going out, you're not getting anything. You're going to spoil yourself. That's what Valentine's
Day is. If we're going to do the BOGO Whoppers, we're getting it all.
So you're not down with this?
No.
Why?
Because it's like, you just chintz it out.
So you had your...
if your lady's getting all dressed up,
mm-hmm.
and she looking fine,
mm-hmm.
she's sending a message, and it ain't a Whopper.
Well, but you're painting...
Well, if you're dressing up, then she has a different expectation.
Yes, thank you.
It's Valentine's Day.
She would have a little bit of an idea of where you're going.
Yeah.
Like, if she shows up in her you know, Friday night going out outfit, you're not going to Burger King.
Right, but that's what she's going to want.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Forgive me for questioning you telling women what they
want.
Hey,
I'm stepping up, man.
Well, really? What are you doing?
Stepping up.
I'm waiting.
I can't say.
I don't have a plan. I have a semblance of a plan.
I step.
Bro.
Big time step.
Step my balls, man.
I'd love to step on your balls.
Are you into that?
Well, let's find out.
Bro, you're squatting in her house. Like, how can you pretend you're big money right now? Hey, baby, I'll take you out to wherever.
You know I throw it around, man.
You don't have a mortgage. Of course you can throw it around. You got a magic pantry where you open it and there's just food inside.
I will say this, man. If you got a good-looking wife, I don't think she wants a Whopper.
Okay,
man. And is she looking fine and she maintains her body, you're going to go get her a Whopper?
Do you hear yourself right now?
I mean, unless your spouse is, you know, a chubaloo with a chipped tooth. Yeah, she'll take a Whopper.
Chubaloo with a chipped tooth is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
Chubaloo with a chipped tooth. I got a Whopper for you, darling.
Okay, you can rub anything with
I got one in my hand and one in my pants. That's what I call country romance.
All right, so hear me.
I brought it around.
You didn't. Hear me out here. What? Hear me out. With this buy one, get one free Whopper deal with their loyalty program today, it looks like it's only available on their app. A Friday night Valentine's Day, which is today.
Yeah, Mama's putting on her sexiest diabetic boot.
He's not listening.
I'm listening to you.
Kimmy, a Friday night Valentine's Day is every man's worst
added
nightmare.
Pressure.
Sure
yeah, because
is.
She, I mean, Friday night, you can't. Because I could see, like, if it falls on, like, a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and she's like, you know what, I'm too tired to do anything anyways. Let's just keep it easy tonight. But Friday night, the expectations are going to be heightened for
sure. It's game on.
Not only that, but look, men have a tendency to drag their feet, especially with Valentine's Day. And the fact that it's Friday night, there were some guys that this earlier this week went to make reservations and realized they're every place.
Too late.
It's gone.
But
right?
If you're a guy my age, you know the score. You know how. You know the drill. A young guy, okay. Somebody your age, you know you've got to step up early and make those resis and get that stuff
done. Sneak up on anybody, though, right?
Okay. Again.
Sneak up because it ain't no sneaking up.
Again.
It comes every year, man.
You're my boy.
I mean, if you have kids and stuff, you might not even know.
Only once?
She's grandpa. Give the guy a break.
All right, come on. It's your birthday. Let's get this over with.
You might not know what your schedule looks like if you're busy until, like, you know, a couple days before, right?
And you hit it on the head. Like, yeah, you're my boy and I love you. But you have the most charmed life of all time. You work for 4 hours a day. You have no hobbies. You have no part-time job. You have no obligations. So, yes, it is easy for you to remember this stuff. If you've got kids, if you've got an actual job, if you have other things going on in your life, it is easy for stuff like this to fall through the cracks and then, oh, my God, what do I do?
That just sounds like a lazy excuse for somebody.
Okay.
Because this is her day.
Every day is her day. Am I wrong? Her birthday, her day, Christmas, her day, Valentine's Day, her day. How many days they get? Man, anniversary, her day. Name me a day for us.
I'm enjoying your show right
name
now.
Name me a day for us.
I'm
go
not
ahead.
Sure whose side you're on anymore.
Go ahead. No, name me a day for us. I'm just saying. Like,
I'm stepping away from this forest fire. Right
there
now.
Is so much pressure for so many days because it's their day. I think that you, being the ignorant idiot, not knowing what romance actually is.
I know what romance is.
Puts too much pressure
like
on
candles and stuff.
Mankind. Yeah, you could light a candle into a Whopper. Ain't against the law.
You light a candle into a Whopper.
That's right.
Turn the powers out.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Larry. Hey, Larry, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, but I got a time saver for the guys out there for Valentine's Day.
Okay,
you haven't got your card yet, so you go to Valentine's Day card aisle, and what you do is you put your arm out, you make a great big figure eight back and forth, eyes one hand over your eyes, poke forward, whatever card you hit, that's the one you give the girl. Basically, it doesn't matter what they get, as long as they get a card. All the cards have stuff on there that we either don't mean or
hey, which card you get? Oh, deceased wife.
I mean, Larry, he's right.
Hey, this is from the kids. Mommy's in heaven. You're an idiot, you know, Larry. Larry, you are a buffoon.
I appreciate that.
I can't read, and I can at least pick out a card, bro.
I know. I don't think like picking out a card's the easy part. Just pick something with
they
a nice message.
They literally give you the categories, man. They got every category, every ethnicity, whatever you want, they got.
Larry, let me ask you a question, bud. You married? You married, man?
No.
Okay. Oh, shut up, Larry!
What happened, Larry?
Don't.
I have one deceased.
Oh, who I got a card for you,
who
bro.
Saw the, how did you not see that coming?
I don't
you
care,
idiot.
Larry.
How
I got
did
a
you
card
not see
for
that
you.
Coming? All right, Larry. I guess what I'm asking.
The day before Christmas happened.
Okay, way to go, you dick. Way to go.
He's making it.
He's not making it.
I don't think he is.
Way to go. Larry.
Why am I
No,
dick?
I'm talking to Tommy, Larry. Larry, I was calling Tommy a dick.
Oh, well, he is.
Thank you. That's why I said it, Larry. We were on the same dick team here.
You got it. You know what? You know, like, I want to call in and voice my opinion on that to get you guys on a roll and get some fun going here this morning. You know, it's
I think you did.
You guys.
I appreciate it, Larry. And Larry, have a happy Valentine's Day, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Okay, there goes Larry. How did you not see that coming?
I don't care, man.
I'm tough, man. When he ain't in front of me, I'll say whatever I want.
Yeah, I will,
man. Check me out. I'm so tough.
Well, if he starts a fight with me, he's going to close his eyes anyway and come at me like this.
But here's the thing.
That's how I pick out cards.
I look at your romance and his romance. It's the same thing.
How?
You're just doing what you're told.
Well, yeah, that's why the Valentine's Day is getting in line.
That's why the Valentine's Day is getting in line.
Yes. Bro, it's like the military.
You have no creativity. You just
Nobody does.
No, that's not true. I mean, look, tonight.
What are you doing creative?
Well, no, my point is this.
What was that?
Right? Like, you will never think outside the box because you have been told to do this.
She wants the
box. Man,
want the
by
box?
The man.
Get in the box if you want the box.
There's romance for you.
She don't want outside the box. She doesn't want your creative hippie thinking.
Have you ever asked your wife what she wants for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Yes.
What?
Well, which one?
There you go.
I have many wives.
You've never asked your wife what
yes,
she actually wants.
Yes, I have.
Wants.
Okay, you get an idea what she's into.
The way that you're saying it tells
me. No, I believe that he's asked because he doesn't have the creative factor going. So he's always going to get her exactly what she tells him.
Ooh.
What's wrong with that? I would love a day where I got exactly what I wanted.
I'm just saying, I don't think that you are somebody who's big on surprises.
No, but what's funny about
that? What's a surprise? The surprise is you know it's coming.
You would love a day you got exactly what you wanted. You hate everything. You can get everything you wanted. Like, let me tell you why this sucks.
Well, if she chintzes out, I'm not going to be happy.
Like, as we're talking about, like, you know, food at home, fast food, whatever. Like tonight, there are pizza places that are selling heart-shaped pizzas they will deliver to your door. Kimmy, is that not romantic?
Sounds pretty cool to me.
There you go.
She wants a heart-shaped
pizza.
Maybe
I'm not the right person to base this off.
No. Yeah, anything with pepperoni, she's in.
I mean, you and your lover, a bottle of booze, Netflix, and a heart-shaped pizza. What's wrong with that?
Okay, that's nice. That's nice.
So what's the difference between that and a Whopper?
Not much.
So there you go. It's nice.
Not special, not out of the box. Here's your pizza slice.
But you just said don't go out of the box.
And your dark wine.
I don't know what you want.
No, exactly. He doesn't either.
Take her out. Make her feel special. It's pretty easy.
Okay. It's not easy.
It's very easy.
It's expensive. You have to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you go to one of these.
That's what makes it special.
Oh, my God.
You phoning in your pizza and your Whopper.
I will say, if you plan on doing the dinner date night, don't assume that they're going to squeeze you in if you don't have a reservation.
Oh, those people are the worst.
Because there will be
tapped.
People
yeah.
that try
it's
to
too
do
late.
That.
Can we just sit at the bar as everybody is shoulder to shoulder?
Yeah, you can't do it. You're out.
All right. Look, what I'm saying is do not listen to the man sitting across from me. He has already made one terrible mistake this morning.
I've been nailing Valentine's Day since day one.
No, you haven't.
No, the rest of the marriage has fallen apart a few times. But I'm just saying, I usually did a pretty good Valentine's Day.
Says you.
Yeah.
I know one of your ex-wives. I bet you she would have something else to say.
She don't count.
Oh, she don't count?
No.
Why is that?
She's got an agenda up there. Don't listen to her.
Let's take a break. Tommy, let's talk about one of your favorite things.
Oh, what's that?
Coffee.
Well, let me some Joe.
Because if you wanted, you could drive to one of 50 places.
Oh, God.
Right? Just to get a cup of regular old Joe,
mm-hmm.
go about your day. But then there are the higher levels. Coffee that comes from far-off lands that we can only dream about.
Mm.
And our town is getting three new options of coffee for a country that apparently is known for their beans.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy!
Yeah, buddy?
There are three, count them three, new Arabic coffee shops that are coming to Rochester, New York.
Mm.
So Leilai will be opening at Henrietta. It looks like it's in the old Boston market there.
Okay.
They will have authentic Arabic coffee imported from Yemen along with some sweet treats. There looks like they may be open now. Albun will be opening in April in Rochester's East End. That'll be across the street from Veneto. All of these words I'm saying I don't understand.
Mm. What is their coffee?
Same thing. Coming from
Yemen.
That era, Arabic coffee, right? The rich traditional flavors of Yemen is what they say.
Mm.
And then Mocha, the final Arabic coffee shop opening in Rochester. That'll be in Collegetown near the U of R. They say they're serving hot drinks and more. So that's three coffee shops in the Arabian tradition ready to give you a taste from the other side of the world. So, Tommy.
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
You love coffee.
Oh, yeah. Italian coffee.
When it comes to coffee, give me the three biggest countries coffee can come from.
You got your Costa Rica.
Okay.
You got your Brazil.
Okay.
And you've got your Ethiopia.
Ethiopia?
Yeah, so I know. Like, Ethiopia's got like really good coffee.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So this is how ignorant I am. I didn't even have I had three. I thought it was Colombia, Italy, and Arabia.
So.
And I know Arabia's not a country, but go with me here.
But I always figured, like, the scarier the country, the better the bean. I'm telling you, man, if it's dangerous, it's good to the last drop.
Right now, my husband loves Cuban coffee. That's like
Cubans make coffee?
I guess.
Well, he drinks Cuban-style coffee.
Cuban-style coffee. Yeah. Do I don't even know. I don't know.
So you put a lot of sugar in it. It's like a little shot, but it's got a ton of sugar.
Did you? He just actually, by the way.
I don't know if he put sugar in it.
Well, actually, Cubans don't make coffee. They have a style of coffee.
No, they do. Cuban coffee is very good.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
But it's very sweet.
Not for you.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
But I would say, yeah, I've never had, I don't think I've ever drinking Arabian coffee.
Have you drank it, though?
I didn't know if I, what did I say wrong?
Drinking? I don't think I've ever drinking.
That's a word.
No, it's not. Drinking is not a word.
So if I said I was drinking, you wouldn't know what I was talking about?
No, if you were drinking.
If I say a word, you understand it, that's a word.
If you were drinking.
I don't go by standard words.
You can't put me in a box, man.
All right, so if I drunk.
Drank. Oh, my God. How do you know?
All right, so if I drunken.
Shut up.
Arabic coffee.
You sound drunken. You've never had Arabic coffee?
No, I don't know. I don't think so, but I would try it.
Okay.
It's probably very rich.
All right, so let's forget where the beans.
Because people are rich.
Let's.
And Yemen's very dangerous. So I like it.
Okay, but I don't know if the beans come from Yemen or if it's just a style of coffee.
Okay,
So let's talk style of coffee then. Because, like, you know, you're not going to walk into a place and say, give me an Ethiopian latte. Right. When it comes to style, Colombian, Italian, Arabian. Of those three, your best would be.
Well, I drink Italian.
You love Italian.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I drink like espresso, lattes, cappuccino.
Yeah, because you're a tough guy. I know all you Greece and Gates folks listening.
Mm.
Grew up watching your parents dunk biscotti and lattes. Probably feel the same way.
Yeah,
right?
They all drank espressos or demitasse.
Do you? What?
Demitasse, it's also called. What Italians drink what they call demitasse.
What is that?
It's a similar coffee.
Okay.
It's a similar way of brewing the coffee, but they do it on a stove.
Okay. Oh. He has been waiting so long.
Yeah, I love like when you ask.
No,
I've never heard of it.
I give you an answer.
I said latte. Nobody asked demitasse. You tried to squeeze that in there. Yeah. You tried to sound cultured because you're an idiot. You know what I like? I like dubadas.
Do you know anybody that's actually done that?
What's that?
I don't even know how to say demitasse.
I've never drinking the demitasse.
Sounds like something you just made up.
Absolutely.
Look it up.
Oh, I don't know how you spell it.
How do you spell it?
D-E-tasse. I don't know how to spell it.
There's no
you
M.
went to college.
The M is the
I've
opposite.
I've never heard of this coffee.
He probably went to school with a demitasse. He didn't know Domi demitasse.
I thought he was Greek.
He was?
I don't know.
I mean, the Greeks really do good coffee, too.
Okay, let me. Well, yeah, every diner is fantastic.
Okay,
but you dunk your hot dog in
it. It has to do with demitasse coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's French for half cup.
You're
so
an
it's,
idiot!
It's coffee served in a demitasse cup.
That's what I said. It's a way of doing coffee.
Cup.
Did you hear how confident he was and how smart he wanted to sound?
I told you.
It's half the size of a regular cup of coffee.
That's what I said, a little cup
you
of demitasse coffee.
You could not have gotten that more wrong. God, you're
but
an idiot.
I didn't make it up.
No,
it's
you
a
did.
Word.
No, it's a
I
word.
I just didn't
you
know what it meant.
You made up everything around it.
But I didn't know what it meant.
Bro, you don't know anything about anything. This is the one realm in which you are the expert in this room, and you still somehow manage to screw it up. You're the dumbest person I've ever met. Why am I friends with you?
Because you're an idiot.
252 WCMF. There are three new coffee places coming to Rochester, all of them serving Arabic coffee. And you said you didn't know about Arabic coffee.
No, I would try it.
I've never heard of it before. Kimmy, have you had Arabic coffee before?
I don't think so. But I, for me to tell the difference between certain types of coffee, you'd have to line them up and I'd have to try them right next to each other because I'm not like a coffee pro, I guess.
Okay, I have two coffee questions.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We talk about Colombian, Italian, French, Arabic. Do you drink the coffee that aligns with your culture, your ethnicity?
It's probably where you got introduced to coffee, right?
Okay, well, I'm wondering.
I mean, Italian, right?
Okay.
If you grew up with a French family, I mean, same thing.
But, like, I don't know any French people. Do you?
No.
Okay.
But I've heard of them.
How do we not have any French people around?
So I noticed one thing, like, when I was in the South, and it was, like, when I was deep South, and it was, like, more like New Orleans and, like, that area.
Okay.
So my exact family from down there... They used to put chicory in their coffee, and it was disgusting.
What is?
I have no idea, but it's like a spice almost.
Yeah.
Oh.
And man, it don't taste anything like coffee.
So then, if you're Italian, you're going to go with the Italian style.
I don't think that that's. You think that's the case?
I don't know.
I'm asking.
I guess I'm wondering because I don't know anybody that specifically only drinks the type of coffee related to the ethnicity or the background they come from.
Okay.
I think it's just whatever kind of coffee you prefer, whatever kind of coffee you started drinking.
Okay. But, I mean, odds are if you grew up in a heavily ethnic family,
you drank
coffee.
That coffee.
I guess.
But if you were, like, Irish or something, like
Well, you dropped booze in it.
booze, and you probably just drank regular drip coffee.
Okay.
With a little shot of, you sweeten it up a little bit.
By the way, did you hear him dismissive
regular
of that?
Drink coffee.
What was that?
You Irish just drink regular drip coffee.
But Irish people are very base, but you're base people. You are. I mean, you're phenomenal, man. You came to this country, did the jobs we didn't want to do.
And not like the Italians who came in with all their rocket science.
No,
degrees.
We stole everything. I understand that. And we took your best women. But what I'm saying is...
your best women!
You people are good. You're hardworking people.
Uh-huh.
Be good craftsmen. Except for the Titanic.
The second...
Kind of phoned it in on that
fun
one.
Fun fact.
Yeah, no, you want to talk about Italian? That doesn't mean...
Look at the Lusitania, man. Quickest to the bottom.
The most popular coffee order in Ireland is an Americano.
No kidding.
So it's half espresso, half regular coffee.
No. You want to Google that to make
sense? Yeah, you know I'm right.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, Americano is kind of watered down coffee.
You're an idiot.
No, it's half espresso,
all
half
right,
regular.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's like a Dumas.
Demi-tasse.
No, I was talking about you
ass.
You Dumas.
Okay. Okay. Americano
right.
Is an espresso-based coffee drink made with hot water and espresso.
I have never?
Yeah, so you add a little...
You're just adding water to espresso.
Yeah, so you cut American
enough.
So
there's...
I've okay. never...
It's called a demi-tassing.
I'm never listening
like
to anything
you
ever say again for the rest of your life.
What?
Because, no, I believed in you.
I was going to say, I'm a little disappointed at how little you know.
Thank
about...
You.
Like, I thought you were going to be a pro here.
I am. I introduced you many words.
And you've been wrong every time.
No, like, I was waiting for you to, like, start dropping Arabic coffee facts on me,
as
right?
As soon as I do, you shoot them down.
Because you're wrong about two things in 3 minutes.
I said Yemen's very scary.
I don't... Okay, fine.
Yemen is very scary.
You been to Yemen?
No, don't go. Everybody walks around with daggers. Did you know that? All the men have daggers. You have a dagger. You have to walk around with one.
Okay.
And it's stab, 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 drink, drink, drink.
I'm done taking...
Stab, banana, drinking.
Drinking, banana, stabbing. I'm done.
Walking around Yemen.
The second question I have...
What's that?
...is, are people willing to pay more based on a foreign-sounding coffee?
You know we're all suckers for that stuff, man. As soon as you slap a foreign word in, it's got to be good. It's got to be imported, very, very special area.
But you just said yourself you were excited to try Arabic
coffee. Do you think it's the style of coffee or where the coffee comes from that gets trendy, or is it what people put in their coffee that's the trendy thing? Because remember, for a while it was like you put a stick of butter in your coffee,
like danger.
And right now, I think it's mushroom coffee is like a thing.
That's
got to
be nasty. Remember,
about?
I said that mushroom jerky.
Another dumb thing you did. Yeah. It'll be good, guys. It's demi-tasse mushrooms.
Now. Your wife, being Jamaican,
yeah,
she's got to be into that Jamaican Blue Mountain stuff.
So
that stuff is like rare and super expensive.
Why does Folgers make Jamaican Blue Mountain? Because that's what she drinks.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I'm surprised.
Why?
Because she's kind of top shelf.
What do you mean?
She's a top shelf kind of person. She likes the finer things.
So people that drink Folgers aren't they're low end.
Oh, super low end, bro. That's about as low as it gets.
All right, hold on. One
that's
second.
Like ground. That's like drinking mud.
All right, hold on one second. Hey, honey, Tommy.
I bet you're
low
wrong.
End. Bro, I
bet
I buy it for her when I go to the grocery store.
But like this Jamaican Blue Mountain is like super rare.
Uh-huh.
And Jamaica,
yeah.
A little dangerous right now. It's on the no-fly list. You'll be careful over there.
Like I love how you thought you were like connecting with calling. Let me tell you something, man. I'm into something your wife may be into. Yeah, I'm an old white guy, but I know about Jamaican coffee.
No, we talk, every time I'm with your wife, we talk all kind of cool stuff.
No, you don't.
We talk jazz.
Uh-huh.
We talk, coffee.
Yeah, she's just patronizing you.
Travel.
She just goes, when is this old man going to stop talking? How much can you tell about someone based on the type of coffee they drink? Do you think you can nail someone down based on what they're drinking?
Yeah, I think so.
Because
like type of person they are?
Yeah, yeah. Like Italian latte sounds fancy, mm-hmm. right? But you could also have a contractor's wife who's always made him that every day and he left the house.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, Kimmy, do you think you can pin somebody down based on the type of coffee they drink?
No. No, because I would have had Tommy drinking like straight black coffee or espresso, and you love to put a bunch of stuff in your coffee.
Not like
you
yeah,
like your
a
coffee
latte.
A certain way.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Look at his outfit. You thought he was
no,
drinking.
No, but I could picture him sipping like an espresso out of a little cup.
I mean, I do sometimes, you know? But it's not my go-to.
Oh, you're talking about Americano.
What was
the French one?
Tecate, I don't know.
Tecate, delicious coffee and Mexican food.
Well, to your point, so my father-in-law from my second marriage,
yeah,
Big Tony. So Big Tony was born in Sicily, came here as a kid, and little wiry Italian guy was in construction his whole life. He had those little scary hands that kind of look like baseball gloves.
Like you've seen them in Gremlins, the movie.
Yes. Yeah. And to your point, you know, Tony would drink, you know, espresso in a little cup and smoke those Denobly, those little cigars. And he also chain smoked. But if you saw him there, he's drinking those little cups of coffee. And you would think, like, you know, but he was also like a regular guy.
All right.
So he was not like a foo-foo guy. He was like, he was a regular dude.
Like, I would think
like
Tommy.
Like, break in half kind of guy.
Okay, you're making it worse the more you talk.
But he also drove a pearl white Eldorado.
Yeah, that's the most Italian thing I've ever heard.
But if I told you, the guy drives a Cadillac and drinks little Italian cups of coffee, that doesn't sound like a really tough guy. But he was.
Like, Tommy, I would have had you as, like, a coffee snob saying, like, well, you can't really taste the type of bean if you add things to your coffee. You're supposed to take it black.
It turns out you a bitch. A Dumas bitch.
I like it black, too. I mean, I like black.
When's the last time you had black coffee?
Yeah, I know. I've never seen you drink it like that.
I mean, I've had it. I mean, it's at my go-to.
When you forget your coffee, I got to order it for you. It takes me 15 minutes to click all the little boxes you want on Uber Eats.
But if we're out of milk at the house, I'll just drink it. I'll just drink it like a shot of espresso.
Wow, Christ on a crossover.
But yeah, you know, I like how you ask me a question and you shoot me down for the answer.
Yeah, because you have no right answers. Do not blow. I like my coffee.
Demi-tess.
Yeah, same thing. You don't even know what it is, stupid. Let's take a break.